When Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama was born to a white mother and a black father in 1961, marriage between blacks and whites was illegal in some parts of the United States. That's no longer the case, but public attitudes toward interracial families are still changing.
When we're outside of the community, we know that others perceive us as a black and white couple, but inside the house, we're a couple, and we're thinking in the challenges and the opportunities that any other couple has.
Charles Spearman, who is black, has been married to Nancy Burnett, who is white, for 9 years. In the Virginia suburb where they live, their marriage would have been illegal prior to 1967. That's when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that laws prohibiting interracial marriage violate the civil liberties guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. Richard and Mildred Loving, who were also residents of Virginia, had led that legal battle.
That was a lot of courage by that couple. It was a testament to love, courage, and I think the legal profession to pave the way for the changes that have taken place in 40 years.
Spearman and Burnett, who were both previously married, said if they had met earlier, they would have married then. But Burnett, who has a 21-year-old daughter from her first marriage, which was to a white man, says it might have been more challenging.
I can't really predict how my family at that time, whether they would have been able to accept that difference that they now accept. I grew up in East Tennessee, and my family was a member of a country club. All the people who served and worked in the club were black, and all the people who were members were white. You could not be a member if you were of color.
Of course, times have changed, and Spearman says he feels quite welcome when the couple goes to Tennessee to visit with Burnett's family. But both say they don't see many blacks and whites mingling socially.
We'll go to different places of worship, and there's just no racial mixture. And likewise, we live in a neighborhood that has one other family of color.
You can still see it. It's pretty visible that there is still quite a bit of segregation. Not so much intentionally now, obviously, but it occurs.
40-year-old Rachel Lerman knows what it's like to be the only person of color in her neighborhood. The daughter of a Nigerian father and a white American mother, Lerman was adopted and raised by a white Jewish couple in suburban Boston.
I grew up in the midst of busing, so there were black students who were bused into the town where I lived. The town was like 99% white. I looked like a black person, and a lot of people, I was the only black person they knew. So for me, I always felt, you know, black. Being biracial, I think, was something that a lot of people didn't quite get.
That is changing. Even before Americans became familiar with Barack Obama, Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry and golfer Tiger Woods were changing Americans' attitudes toward race.
This concept of black and white is a very sort of artificial construct, especially in the United States. It never was just a black and white culture.
Rachel Lerman's husband, Alex Diaz Asper, is fair-skinned. His family emigrated to the United States from Cuba.
Americans are starting to recognize that we are not just two races. We are multiple races in this country. We've always have been.
Diaz Asper and Lerman have twin three-year-old boys, whom they are raising with a strong emphasis on Latino culture and language. Alejandro has curly dark hair, brown eyes, and brown skin. Miguel has straight, light brown hair, blue eyes, and pale skin.
Their unifying identity is really being Latin because of their, you know, their language, because of the culture. But we do get reactions, obviously, because of how they look being such a contrast. Usually it's people who are white who look at them and say, well, how did that happen? And gosh, you know, oh, you've got one for mom and one for dad. And
such comments are rare in the multicultural Washington neighborhood where the family lives. Lerman believes both boys will have a more positive experience growing up than she did.
I'm hopeful that they will feel more connected to American society in general than I did, and that they'll feel less that they need to be an either or.
In 2000, the U.S. Census Bureau took one step in that direction. For the first time, Americans filling out the census survey forms were allowed to check more than one box to define their race. More than 6.5 million Americans did. I'm Susan Logue.